Welcome, everybody. Shir number 993. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfuah Shleima Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Shtaka Rifuah Shleima Psoich Shachar Lisrol. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about a refrigerator. So we've spoken about the various different, with the sensors, security cameras, and doors, and all these various different type of things. Now, the refrigerator is a different thing. Obviously, a refrigerator is something that everybody has in their house. So it's not a question of walking down the block. It's not a question of, I'm going to a hotel, I'm passing by, going into a building, refrigerator is something somebody has. So we spoke about in the past, while back, that many of the more modern refrigerators have what we call a Shabbos mode, right? So the Shabbos mode, I'm not that familiar, but it used to be, I think, only on the, the ovens. Now, they have it, a lot of the refrigerators do have it. So what the Shabbos mode does, we explained, basically, it cuts off, number one, it keeps the light. When you have, right, regular, everybody knows the old Shiloh of the light, person has a light in the refrigerator. So there's one of two things. You have to, in the refrigerator, if somebody does not have a Shabbos mode, if somebody has a light, which, all refrigerators, I think, have a light, you have to either take out the bulb, right, or you have to somehow tape down the switch. But it has to be done. You have to be careful. It should be done in a way whereby tape won't come off. Sometimes if you don't tape it down good or it's a strong switch, it could pop it off in the middle of Shabbos and then then you're stuck. So, usually depending on the system, the best thing is to take out the bulb. Or if it's a stronger tape and you know it's going to last, to tape down the switch or somehow. I know actually we had in our old refrigerator, they used to have these, little gadgets that a lot of the hardware stores used to sell that it sticks on. It's a very hard, sticky thing that you stick on before Shabbos, and it has a little thing, a little switch back and forth, and you move it like to the left or whatever, and it catches the switch and it keeps it shut off the whole Shabbos until you flip it back. So they have various different type of things, but again, the more modern refrigerators, many of them anyways, have what's called the Shabbos mode. So that cuts off the light issue. In other words, either it keeps the light on the whole time or it keeps it off the whole time. So what's the problem with the light bichlal, right? In other words, it keeps it off the whole time. Every time I open my door, the light doesn't go on Shabbos. If every time I open my door, the light stays on. It doesn't go on and off. So what's the problem if the light goes on? What's the problem if the light goes off? So just to explain real quickly, right, if a person has a light in the refrigerator, and I go to the refrigerator, and I want to take out my grape juice, my wine, or my fish, or whatever, so I open the door, I have no intention in turning on the light in the refrigerator. But as obviously we all know, during the week, right, when the light is on, you open up the door, and automatically the light turns on, even though my intention is to take out the food from inside the refrigerator. So, but that's what we call a psik reisha. It'll be happening automatically. I open up the door, take out my grape juice. I couldn't care less. I have no intention for the light. Light goes on automatically, and then it's what's called nichale. It's good for me. In other words, I have a toyelis out of it. I have something that comes out of it. I now have light in the refrigerator. And I just want to explain one thing, my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Perl Zech Tzadik Livrecha explained to me. And this is how it is. When we say nichale, that, in other words, a person, it's good for a person, not good for a person, it's not a question of, if the person really wants. In other words, I don't want the light to go on, it's Shabbos, I don't want to be oivechil Shabbos, so you'll say it's loy nichale, that it's like, not good for me. No, it's a question of the metzias, what'll be. In other words, I want light in my refrigerator. Light in my refrigerator is always better, right? We spoke about last time with the door when a person goes to the nursing home or the hospital or whatever, and the sensor catches them, automatically the door opens. So good. I don't want to be oivechil Shabbos, but I do want to get in the building. So when the door opens, it's nichale. It's good. In other words, I have a tayelis out of it. I have something coming out of it, which is now I have an open door and I can walk in. So the same thing over here by the refrigerator. Now the light is on. I have light in my refrigerator. So it's what we call nichale. It's a psik reisha. The nichale on a deraisa because it's an incandescent bulb. Usually, I think most of the time it's an incandescent bulb, which is a deraisa. So now the question is, even if it would be derabanan, it wouldn't make a difference. You still can't open up the refrigerator if the light will go on. So that's not, even psik reisha on a derabanan, it still can't be over on Shabbos. Okay. So that's the story as far as why a person has to make sure they tape the light, that take out the bulb, however it is, to make sure that the light will be off the entire Shabbos. will be on the entire Shabbos either way. So we have this Shabbos mode, and that's what the Shabbos mode, one of the things that the Shabbos mode does. We'll talk about the motor on and off. That's an old Shiloh, but that's a separate thing. But right now I want to just concentrate on the light part of it. So now let's say somebody does not have this Shabbos mode whereby it keeps the light on the whole time or off the whole time, and they take out the bulb, fine, everything is good. But let's say all of a sudden they forgot. They realize it's Shabbos and Oyvei, I forgot to take out the bulb. What do I do now? The bulb is in there, right? And if I open up my fridge, the light will go on. And if I close it, the light will go off. So I got like a double problem. But the biggest problem I have is that my food is in the fridge. All my food for Shabbos is now in the fridge. How am I going to make my suda? I have 3 sudas, you know, suda number, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shalosh sudas is all in the fridge, and I am stuck. What do I do? Light is off. Is there a way to get out of it? Of course, we'll just mention what something we always do and will continue to mention. And I'm sorry, it's constantly, we're reviewing it, but it must be reviewed. Everybody should have this list before Shabbos, because again, the Yetzer Hara comes Erev Shabbos, and, you know, it's a big Bahala, and everybody forgets, and this and that. A person must have a list before Shabbos, and not must, it's not halacha the way you must, but it's a very important thing, you know, to have the list. Lights have to be covered, the refrigerator light has to be turned off, right? The toilet paper has to be cut, paper towels have to be cut, whatever has to, the chalim pot has to be put up. Everything, pot has to be, plugs has to be put in, plugs has to be checked, whatever has to be prepared for Shabbos, one should have a list. Usually it consists of 20, 25 things, sometimes 30 things. And of course, one of the things on the list should be, you know, if a person does not have the Shabbos mode, or if they have the Shabbos mode, and by the way, that's another thing also, that also should be on the list, to set the Shabbos mode. I know by us, we have to set it right before Shabbos, so we've set it. You have to press the button, right? Nobody keeps, most people don't keep on the Shabbos mode the entire week. They keep it on only for Shabbos, so you have to have on the list to remember to set the Shabbos mode. I know by us, you know, the half hour before Shabbos, we have to set the Shabbos mode. It has to be on the list, one of the things to do. If somebody does not have the Shabbos mode, you have to put on the list to take out the bulb or tape the light, whatever the case is, but it should be on that list. Okay. Now the question is, they forgot, it wasn't on the list, whatever the case is, what do we do? All my food is in the fridge, I'm stuck, it's now Friday night, is there a way to get out of it? So there's actually an Igris Moshe in Chelek Beis, Arachayim Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Ches, where Ramosha goes through this whole situation of the light issue. And Ramosha says like this, we're going to go through the rest of it's a short tshuva, but we'll go through the other parts, some other parts of the tshuva in upcoming shiurim. I just want to take it step by step. Right now we're talking about whereby somebody forgot the light, and I have all my food in there, and I'm stuck, and I have, you know, guests, is not even the issue, but I have all the food, and I need the whole Shabbos to open the fridge, close the fridge, what do I do? The light's on, forgot, Oyvei. So Ramosha says, in such a case, that's called the Tzarech Gadol, says Ramosha, V'im Iker, again, reading from the Tshuva, V'im Iker HaMacholim, Sheichinu LeShabbos, if Mamish, his food is in the fridge, but he needs for the whole Shabbos, right, or whatever, it's Friday night, after the meal, and he has the Shabbos morning meal, and the Shalshudis, and people have to go in and out of the fridge. His food is there. V'mika macholim shechinu l'Shabbos nimse sham, right? In the fridge, it's in the fridge. Yesh lahat leftaych al yedei nachri. One would be allowed to call a guy. You can't open it yourself, but you could call a guy. To v'nachri yisalek gam es ha'or misham. And the guy could take out, you could ask the guy to remove the bulb, to take out the bulb and turn off the light, whatever, so that there won't be any more light in the fridge. Now, that, again, we're talking about in a tzorech gadol. Misham shegam zeh hu tzorech kedei sheyuchlo likach lesuda hashnia. And the... Okay, so just real quickly to end off, Lemaisa, there is something, there's a sheet, a famous sheet called Ran B'Shem Baal Eter, who says that Tzarech Mitzvah, it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down the Tzarech Mitzvah, somebody could use Amir Lakim, a guy. We don't paskin like that, but in cases of Tzarech Gadol, a major need, it could be done, Tzarech Gadol, but the person could not do that, I want to stress, a person could not use that head by themselves. This is one, of course, a person has to ask a poisek before they rely on the on that heter in reference to asking a guy. Over here, it's a separate, Ramosha mentioned specifically, this case, but it should not, everybody should understand, it should not be applied to other cases. The Ran B'Shem Ba'al Iter, it's a complicated thing, and I don't want to get into the whole thing right now. We're not doing the halachas of Amir La'akam. Just in this case, again, just to end off, and we'll go through the other cases, upcoming Shurim in reference to light. Again, our case is, the light is on. Right, a person forgot to take it out. I now have my food in there for the next meal, couple of meals, and people have to open the fridge the whole Shabbos. I need drinks, I have water, I have juice, whatever the case is. I have all my food in there, and I need it, and I have guests, and I don't have guests, and the family, and this and that. So Rav Moshe says that's a tzarich gadol, and you could call a guy and ask the guy to take out the light. Person can't open it themselves, but ask the guy to take out the light, and to go from there. But again, it's only in this specific case, and we'll go through the other cases in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha. Cult of